at the end? I mean, you went? מה קרה?
Four jobs.
בגלל רבי שמעון. אני לא מבין.
How's that work?
שמעון! Once a year, רבי שמעון.
יש גם מוצאי שבת.
Next year.
You're back for your jobs.
Last year I worked for you, and last year before I worked for you, and
every
mind
was talking about how important it was to go to, so we were on it, and
I
said,
cancel you, but I didn't cancel, because I didn't working.
Yeah,
this year I
never got in this year, because I definitely go.
Was
it good
for you? Was it good for you?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah?
I don't know,
where I went, there wasn't crowds.
There's no
crowd,
nobody was there.
Alan's?
I did
a
bulletproof
right
there by the
steel.
Me too?
There's no
one
there.
What time did you go?
Huh?
In the middle of the morning,
between like an hour after Nate's until like 10:30.
There's nobody there.
There's people there, but not the. I sat in the corner there, these bodhidus, I was focused. And then the rest of the time I was far away where there was no people. I can't stand the crowd.
I was about
Alish. That's where I was all the time. But the yeshiva's Alish, you went?
I didn't go.
Why didn't you go? You went to Rabbi Shimon or?
No one
told you about it, I guess. Shem Yazov, the next year you'll come. Next year, no, that's very important. I thought that he bothered us there. I told my neighbor, you want to go to Rabbi Shimon? He's very literate. You going to Rabbi Shimon? I told him. He tells me, no, Rabbi Shimon comes to us. That's how our Shiva used to say. I said, ma, Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon Zilula? You go to Zion? I'm sorry, he tells me, I didn't mean to offend you. I said, no, nothing to do with offending. So you don't understand the point. So you go to Rabbi Shimon and Zilula? It says that the light of his nefesh, ruach, and neshama, his lights and shines down on his yotzei. When you come to his place, when you dive in there, all the tefillos are accepted. When you learn there his books, it's very powerful.
His light comes into us.
Yeah, to us. It gets into the person. So then, whatever, I told him shalom. At the Yibodadut, and on the Tzion, I was thinking, even if I don't learn a word of Torah the whole day, I don't do anything. I just go to Rabbi Shimon. The fact that I'm here is already worth everything. Besides the fact that, of course, we learned, and of course we did, and of course we did. It's very important to go to Rabbi Shimon. Shimon Bar Yochai, said Lord Hashem, shall be zechet, and
He saved the Torah for the Jewish people.
You could also go a few days before, I think it's not like the Ilula, but it's the same light of the Ilula. My mother went Thursday night. She was
there.
Oh, she did? Wow. She goes either right before or right after. She did can't see the
light.
But sometimes she also goes there. Tov Maise. I was sure that everyone goes. I would have talked about it the whole week before if I would have known people are not going. I didn't know. Very important. It's one of the Ilula that Allah wants you to go. He says, not every Ilula you go. But this Ilula, you must go. It's like someone saying, it was this video Torah. Go on, Rabbi Shimon is Kiyum HaTorah. The person goes, Shmiel Sinai, of course, he davens for it. That's done. So.
How many people were there this year?
I didn't count.
No?
I went, I did my thing, and I came back. I hate well.
Yeah, I flew the whole morning too, everything?
They stopped at 4:30 in the morning, we stopped making. From after Shabbos till 4:30 in the morning, Sunday morning, and then
4:30 you stopped?
In the morning, yeah. 4:30 a.m. we stopped. People stopped coming.
Stopped what?
Making the food, the meat.
And when did they start again?
And we started again, like at 9-ish.
Nine in the morning,
meat? Well, we had the coffee and also coffee and cake in the morning.
Are you talking about the tent already?
Yeah. And then 9 and 30, yeah, it was meat already.
You need burgers for breakfast?
Yeah, halal al-azman. They were up all night, I have to eat them, you know?
Yeah.
During the year and a half, you could have also had just salads and pita and stuff. It's very organized, very nice. And I'm happy I helped out there. Cleaned up and everything. I said it's the only place in the world where a person's cleaning and he's so happy, I'm picking up trash. Yay, for Rabbi Shimon. Usually, I need to throw out the trash. No, you're happy doing for a tzaddik.
Cleaning yourself.
Yeah, music going on. It was very nice. Very special, Baruch Hashem.
Is that Arush there?
No, he came with the helicopter, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
He came to Rome with the helicopter.
Where was he landed?
Yeah, near Rome, a little town in Rome. A little moshav. Dalton. 5 minutes away from Rome.
Wine?
Yeah. It's a kibbutz, I think. Moshav maybe. Yeah, they have wine. They have a lot of vines. The whole place there is vines. You've been to Meron before?
Two years ago
or something. You've been to Meron?
Yeah.
You should go there for Shabbos. You take all you need is a tent with a sleeping bag.
Yeah, my brother went there for Shabbos.
You go there, there's food, there's plenty all the time. Meron all year round.
I'm not going because of the food.
No, you don't have to worry that you won't have where to make Kiddush or whatever. You go there, then there's always where to eat there. And you're single, right?
Okay.
You married?
Yeah.
Ah, so you have kids?
No.
Not yet. No, yeah, take the opportunity. I went with my wife and four kids to meet one in the tent.
For a tent,
not for a tent. Yeah, tied up in the woods. We like being in the woods.
Were you there for Shabbos?
Yeah, I went there for Shabbos, my wife and kids. Not this week, the summer, that's one. This week we went to a little moshav next to Meron. An hour walk. People walk on Shabbos. I didn't walk, but people did. I got a place for davening in the morning. At late, I got up at 5 instead of 3. I went to davening in the moshav. It was a blessed day there. Stop. An hour away, right near Meron. An hour by foot, by the car is 5 minutes.
Huh?
No, I tell you, it's a walk because there's a lot of uphills and stuff. So it's an hour, but my car is 5 minutes. Huh? Yeah, they didn't let the car. Unless you knew the back roads, if you had a 4x4. Then you came up.
Huh? Only if you had a 4x4?
You go to Meron, you have to know the ways.
And if you don't have a 4x4, you can't go?
No, you go by bus. Shuttles.
Saying, like, they don't let other cars drive. No. Is it the whole year round?
No, all year round you go, man.
I'm saying the back roads is always only 4x4.
Yeah, it's a bumpy road. It's a regular car might not go by. You have a car?
No,
of course. Not Hashem, Hashem will give you a good car, a Jeep, so you can go in the woods.
Want to get one?
Not Hashem. Where do you live?
I don't know.
Wow, and you come every day from Arno.
Growing up,
I would
travel to school every day from
Staten Island
to Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's an hour away, huh?
Yeah.
So? I have to tell you something. Lechtit Boded! So, Lechtit Boded. I have some stories to tell you. I have a story from Shmuel Shapira that is not in the book. Yesterday, I'll tell you about it. Just in a second. What time is it? 10 minutes from Rav Auerbach's book, and I'll tell you a beautiful story from Rav Auerbach. Haikar lemaase ukmo when the banner right. Im Hashem im tefila. Im Adam lo yavin shu chayav lilmod ulitpelel. If a man does not understand that he must learn and daven shefirusho, which this means lalechet im Hashem, to go with Hashem. To learn something, the daven for it is to go with Hashem. Ki tefila ze Hashem. Because prayer is Hashem. And without tefila, is without Hashem. As sheida v'vadaul, the person has to know that if he doesn't know this, he won't have success. He'll for sure fail. Hu yikashel. Hu yabed et hakol chas Hashem. He might lose everything. Ki bli Hashem, I efshar la'atzliach beklum be'emet. Without Hashem, you can't really have success in anything. וכאן הניסיון העיקרי של האדם, the mistake here, זה בא, זה הניסיון העיקרי של האדם. This is the main test of a person. Lack of success, meaning that he loses all. The main sign is to do with Hashem or without Hashem. With Hashem or without Hashem? Everything in life. A person can go daven shachris milchamai without Hashem.
Hashem is with us anyway.
Hashem is with us, but we're not with Him. He's always with us.
We don't have the consciousness, the awareness of Hashem.
Our head. Not He needs our prayers. He doesn't need our prayers. We need to pray to Him. Not He doesn't need us. We need Him. Why does Hashem make prayer? So we have a way to connect to Him. He has no problem to connect to us.
You must say prayer is our way of connecting to Him.
Exactly. Opening the shefa, opening the gate. And the rest of everything is the opposite. Everything is the opposite. That's why a person can daven without Hashem. Do you believe that? He's davening, he's not connected to Hashem.
Because he thinks
that he could daven. And then how does he know that he is not connected to Hashem? Because when he doesn't succeed, he becomes sad. Why are you becoming sad? Did you ask Hashem to help you daven? No, so why are you sad? Of course Hashem did it before you didn't succeed. And the time that did succeed, Hashem did a favor with you.
Can you say this over again? Because I think it's really important. Exactly what you said. That if you're not davening with Hashem.
Yeah, a person has to daven with Hashem. Daven with Hashem. What does that mean, daven with Hashem? To ask Hashem to open up the davening for him. Open the channels. Open the channels the tefillah for him. Yeah, and what's the key? What's the parameter? The person is with Hashem, without Hashem. If when he does not succeed, if he's sad, so also when he succeeded, he thought it was him. He was without Hashem. But if a person, he's always happy. He succeeded, he's happy. He didn't succeed, he's also happy. But Hashem, I understand that Hashem wants me to daven, to open the gates, to daven for it, to ask Hashem for it. Also, in the beginning of Yitbodedut, a person should ask Hashem on this specific Yitbodedut, Hashem, help me, I should have a good talk with you, that I should come out of Yitbodedut happy. Rabbeinu says how does someone know that his Yitbodedut wasn't okay, wasn't fit, wasn't proper Yitbodedut? If he comes out of Yitbodedut angry, he's angry at Hashem. He's upset. But if someone comes out of Yitbodedut not angry, relieved, regardless if his problems are solved or not, he comes out of his body relieved, that means he's with Hashem. That means his body was okay. If he comes angry, he was without Hashem. And this says in the pasuk, what will the na'al do and not sin? באמת כל עם ישראל הם זכאים כולם. In truth, all of Am Yisrael, we're all זכאים. How do you say זכאים? We're not guilty. What's the opposite of guilty?
Innocent.
We're all innocent. Because now there's such a strong Yetzer Hara, the biggest in the world, of the Tava Yedua, the famous Tavat Niu. The Mimadim Avilim, scary, it's scary. How big it is, how huge it is. שנכנס לאדם מכל מקום, מכל פרצה קטנה, there's no way to avoid this type of new. This is without going into the garbage and the internet and the stam, we're going to Meron for Lag Bo'omer. Going to Meron for Lag Bo'omer. How much tefillah does a person have to put in to guard his eyes? And it helps, the tefillah, I promise you. From experience. וכל שכן נופל לשיגעון שנית, and if a person does fall to the internet, and to the, all the garbage websites, that the person loses his life, there he doesn't even have any power to fight. He's completely captured by the Yetzer Hara. In the street he can still fight, yes, no. But once he opens the internet, goes into the worst places there, come on. He has no free choice. Why? Because he doesn't have tefillah. That's the power. Tefillah is the war. He doesn't have an hour, he will do it. Once you have an hour, he will do it. You have time to think about what you have to daven for. You have time to think how much you have to daven for. It puts you back on the line. That's the war. If there's no headquarters, right? If you don't sit at the headquarters and see what to do next, just go. It's committing suicide also. I'll serve Hashem. Yeah, wait a second. Check out what you have to do right now. Where's your place? What do you have to do? That's what to do. Go through your day. See what you have to fix. If a person comes to this, goes, let's say, Lag Ba'Omer, okay? He goes to Meron, and he says, yeah, I'm going to guard my eyes. Yes, I'm going to go. And then he goes like that without any tefillah. So it's a guy also. They shouldn't beat himself up that he didn't succeed. He should beat himself up. Why didn't I daven? Next time I'll daven. Tefillah. Ask Hashem to help you. Kol echad muchrach la'avin etev. Each one must understand well. Shika koch shel tefillah. Your main power, besides the fact that you have to guard your eyes, is the daven for guarding the eyes. Because the main koch of a man is Hashem. Hashem has the koch. We don't have any koch. Without Hashem, how am I going to succeed? How am I going to victory the war? Only with Hashem. With Hashem is tefillah. Avraham has a saying like that. Bli Hashem, bli tefillah is bli Hashem. Without tefillah is without Hashem. Lachen, tzichim limod etev b'sefer b'zdeya. Therefore, we must learn well the book Zdeya, Forest Fields. That this, the whole book deals with this beyond wonderful thing which is called Ibadudut, that we learn how to talk with Hashem 1 hour every day and how to stand there to beg Hashem that a person will be saved from the Gehenna, the hell of this world, which is called Tavat Niyuf, and the main Tavat Niyuf is in the eyes of the person who sees themselves walking in the street. So I saw a shape of a woman, let's see the most attractive woman. So what? What did I get out of it? What did I get out of it? So I saw an attractive woman. What did I gain? I gained a discommunication with Hashem, disconnection with Hashem. That's what he gained. If that's a gain. Hashem Yerachem. To think before we do something. Ask Hashem. And we can't even control it. Only if we ask Hashem. Beg Hashem, yeah. And the worst thing in the world is a person has to see unsneeze thing in his head now. Okay? And if a person loses his cheshek to live, it's known. It is almost everyone here is married. It's me, Shmuel, Hashem soon. Amen. Yeah, a person has to know. Even if a person is with his wife, a person has to know. How does he know if it was a dusha or not? Whichever level he's in. How does he know if he's dusha or he fell into the taiva? How does he get up the next morning? How does he get up? Get up with cheshek or get up like a ma'abul? That's how he knows. That's how he knows. If he fell into the taiva, fine. Next time, ask Hashem. Hashem, get me out of the taiva, get me out of it. Of course, this is talking about something which he's allowed to do, and admits to do. And what about going in the street? He loses all his cheshek. It's known many bachurim, youngsters, that they went to yeshiva and everything, and they learned. Suddenly they lose all their cheshek for davening, for learning. They lose all their cheshek, all their will, desire for Hashem. Why? What happened? Niyuf. So, they lose it all. I've always said it 100 times. People come to him, parent, what are we going to do with our son? He knows right away what happened. For a person, he davens and he sees that another day is a clean day. Another day is another clean day. And he prays and he'll see how he has the Yad Shmaya and everything. And he merits to go through the whole world. Shalom begufo, shalom emono, shalom zugiyato, shalom mishmato, complete in all these things. Person could see clearly that Geula is Tefillah. Yeah? Geula, redemption is Tefillah. Zelot Teoria. It's not a theory. Zo Ela Metziud Bashatach. This is a fact. This is how it is. This is reality. Avdot Deor Be'Atzma. Yeah, the fact that it talks to it for itself. Look. Each one could check on himself. Kol Adam Shitpere Kol Yom Chatzi Sha'al Bitul HaTavah U'Shmeyat Ha'Inayim. A person davens half an hour. And now find the Taiva. And guarding the eyes, he sees one-to-one how the taiva goes and less, after years, less and less and less. And even if he does see a woman, even if he's an attractive woman, he will ignore, he doesn't care for it, he's dealing out with Hashem in his head. Okay, fine, also that he shouldn't see, also that he has done for, but he'll see slowly how the taiva less and less interests him. Even though he's 30 years old, right? 25 or 30 years old, and still the title is burning in him, like in any other anyone else, but he took years for davening. Chavarush told us that he doesn't see a difference. Man, woman, he doesn't have a chalal any time for women. He told us. And then he said, I'm not talking about now that I'm over 60 already. I'm talking about 30 years ago. So how could that be? He davened. So, it's very simple. Tefillah, more and more.
So if somebody guards their eyes, then the desire is going to go automatically?
No. Two things we said. Tefillah for guarding the eyes. And ask Hashem to nullify the title. Two things. Guarding the eyes is not good enough, like we said before. Remember?
So this whole paragraphic thing.
Is what?
This whole
paragraphic thing. Even like me, not like you. Hamash, there's a pashut. They're not just saying like people. Besides the fact that Rabbeinu teaches this, Rabbeinu told us stuff, all the tzaddikim. Rabbeinu told us once this, he said this, this big Rosh Yeshiva or someone told him, sitting next to him, told him, how could it be what he now had it completely? Impossible. You can work on it at each time one attack you, this, that. But now if I complete it, there will be no, you'll look, see a woman, you have no, nothing, no desire. Allah says, what do you mean? Tell you a fact. And that's a person who worked on himself. And that's what the Zohar calls a tzaddik. Someone who guards the bleeds in any way. Thought, speech, and action. So, Shemu Baboy.
So then he could talk to women and look at women.
Exactly.
Without, and he doesn't have any desire.
I saw my own eyes looking at my wife. Echa, straight penetrating. My wife told me it's scary.
She's looking without any desire at all.
Straight in her eyes.
Looking at the shaman.
Yeah. Could be looking through it. I don't know what is that, but for sure. That was what my mother told me. If someone's not serious, you're not allowed to look at all. Don't mention if you have desire or no desire. Yeah, if a woman's not serious, look at her at all. That includes most of the women in the world today. Haredi, I'm talking about the Haredi world, not the Jewish world. Haredi world. Because the sneeze is not only covered up. The sneeze is no parts of the body show. Form of the body shows. Yeah, that's sneeze. Wide dress and long skirt. Wide.
So we're not talking about King George or Yaffa or even Tel Aviv.
Shem Yerachem. Tov. I'm going to tell you a story that I heard yesterday, okay?
What's the difference?